Did you know that one smile could make a difference in someone's life? Did you know that a smile could also make a difference in the lives of your enemies? Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. I hope and pray that you're doing well. To set the stage for today's podcast, I'd like to read Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Let me tell you, loving your enemies is not easy at all. Before I got the help that I needed in Celebrate Recovery, loving my enemies was not even something that was ever considered. But after my first year, I decided to do something that was risky, but totally worth it. Without any details whatsoever, I started praying for my enemies by name. I can tell you from experience that it has really made a difference in my life. To top it off, my list went down as a result, and some of them have become incredible friends and siblings in Christ. Now, where do smiles come in? Well, at the beginning of my third year in Celebrate Recovery, I ran into someone. She was a friend of the woman from high school in my testimony. Now, I don't know why, but even before the incident with her friend, she didn't seem to like me at all. This actually happened at the grocery store that I used to work for. I had to do my sweep rounds when this happened. As always, I had to follow my route, which meant that I had to pass by her while sweeping. Now, one of the things that anyone who works in any retail business should know is that no matter what an obnoxious jerk your customer may be, always give them service with a smile. Just FYI, I stole that line from Buster Bunny from Steven Spielberg's Tiny Toons. So when I passed by her, I said with a smile, "Find everything so far, ma'am?" She looked at me and all of a sudden cracked a smile and nodded. I said in response, "Awesome." Evidently, she couldn't keep a straight face. Now, I'm not saying that you should smile at someone you resent sarcastically. I am saying that whenever you encounter someone who doesn't like you, you should consider seeing that person from God's perspective and ask him to help you love them the way that he does. If you want an example of someone who needed God's help in forgiving someone, look at the life of Corey Ten Boom. When she shared her story with several people, someone who was one of the guards in the concentration camps during World War II came up to her and asked for her forgiveness. Can you imagine how hard that was for Corey? She needed God's help, and she got it. God helped her forgive that man. I want to encourage you to really show compassion for someone who has hurt you or doesn't even like you. I would also encourage you to pray for them as well. I can assure you, it really can make a difference, not only in someone else's life, but in your own life as well. For a transcript of this program, go to chewmadenew.com/transcripts and click on the post entitled, "Smile, It's Contagious." Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chumadenew.com and click on the link that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!